Welcome to the mind setup. When many of us think of the mind, we think of what Buddhists call monkey mind, the endless chitter chatter of thoughts. That is not what I'm talking about when I talk about mind. I'm talking about the awareness behind the thoughts. To me, it feels like it's at the back of my head, observing what's going on in my thoughts. Observing those chattering thoughts, observing my initial reactions to life, observing gently, kindly, in a detached but not cold way. Often when people first try to tap into the mind, they get the thoughts. The thoughts can get super loud and bolshy when we're trying to access the mind's wisdom. Don't worry, don't panic, don't be discouraged. Simply keep breathing and tuning in to the voice of the mind. It is strong. It is there. Although it may be quiet if you've never listened to it before. It is calm and nice. If you're getting a "you're stupid" type message, that's not the mind, it's the thoughts. What I refer to as mind, you may call awareness or consciousness or mindfulness. It's what you access when you meditate, or when you exercise, or when you're engrossed in a mindless task, or when you write. It's a voice of wisdom. Try it now. Take your attention to the back of your head, behind the thoughts. Notice what the mind is saying to you. If thoughts are fluttering around your head, let them flutter. Let them go. Be patient and calm. And remember, you're tuning in like you would to a radio station in the days before digital radio. So you may get some static before you get a clear signal. Your mind is not critical. That's thoughts. Your mind is not mean. That's thoughts. Thoughts have a bit of a harsh, snappy quality to them. Mind does not. It is calm, clear, loving. It is wisdom. If this is a first for you to deliberately tune into that wisdom, it may take a few minutes for the "this is stupid, I can't do it, this woman's crazy" thoughts to pipe down. So give yourself that time if you need it. If you've been stressed out or super busy, your mind may not be able to get a clear message to you. So notice if it's foggy or tired. That is the mind's message to you. To get clarity, meditation, some mind love. Trust that you are getting the message you need to get from your mind. Trust that it will get easier and clearer with practice. Now ask what your mind needs today. Some examples of mental self-care that might help you see what your mind needs: meditation, free writing, journaling, dancing, exercise, creating things with your hands, gardening, colouring, time in nature like watching sunsets, sunrises, waves and stars, chanting or singing. So are you ready to hear your mind's wisdom?